They ran north into the silent zone, a stretch of dead land no sane survivor ever crossed. But Amber said they had to. The voices get weaker there, she told him. They can't follow far. They arrived at a burnt-down chapel. Blackened stone. Ash-crusted pews. A pulpit scorched to bone. That's when Amber told him the truth. She wasn't entirely alive. Not anymore. Months ago, she had died. For 3 minutes. And in that time, they entered her. The talkers. They reanimated her. Used her as a vessel. But something went wrong. She woke up. Half alive. They want me back, she said. I hear them always. I feel them in my blood. Ira didn't want to believe it. Then, she opened her mouth and spoke in 6 voices at once, including his brother's. A man who had died right in front of Ira during the first outbreak. They're in you too, she said through that unholy chorus. But you forgot. Ira grabbed his rifle, but his legs didn't move. Not fear. Control. He dropped to his knees, gasping. Amber stared, weeping. They said if I brought you here, they'd let me stay alive, she whispered. But they lied. They always lie. Then, the chapel floor opened. Like a mouth. From it rose dozens of talkers, dressed in memories, a scorched wedding dress, a cracked police badge, a child's party hat. They surrounded Ira. And began to sing. Not a song, exactly, but a funeral liturgy for the living. One of them spoke. He forgot the truth. Now we'll help him remember. Ira screamed. But what came out was not sound. It was smoke. Light. Memory. His voice. The talkers fed on it. Not flesh, but story. Self. Dash. The next time someone passed through the silent zone, they found a man standing silently in the chapel. Dreadlocked. Burn scarred. His eyes were milky white. His lips moved constantly. Whispering. Repeating. Warning. But the voice wasn't his anymore. It belonged to the dead.